Greetings to my scam fam. This episode of How Hacks Happen is part one of a three-part series about privacy and security on social media. It's no secret that social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok save a lot of data about individual users. Everything from pictures and messages you post to videos you watch and the groups and accounts you join or like. What you might not know is how much of this data they store and how they use this data to make money. In this episode, we look at what social media apps know about you and how they get this data. We'll also talk about how you can find out exactly what they know about you personally with just a few clicks. Social media platforms store data about you. They have to keep some information to function at all, like who you like and follow, so they can display an updated feed every time you open the app. But apps having this data is a double-edged sword. On one side, the platform uses this information to give you what they call a good user experience, which is why you're there in the first place, really. You want to see posts and pictures and videos about the things you like, about gardening or your friend's vacation or funny cats or bridezillas or whatever floats your boat. And in order to do its job properly, the app has to collect data about what you like and who you follow and what you do. On the flip side, most apps use this data to figure out which advertisements to show you. And while I've never heard anyone say that they want more ads in their lives, it's a necessary evil because it's how the platforms make their money. Running a social media platform requires a huge staff of programmers and designers, and they have to have office space and electricity and coolers and huge servers to store all the data. And all this costs money. You aren't paying anything to use the app, so they gotta make their money somehow. While all this might seem alarming, social media platforms do make all your information available to you at any time, which includes everything they've collected about you, and you do have the power to delete or change it whenever you like. You just need to know how. The process of getting your data from a social media platform is pretty straightforward. While the exact steps are different for each platform, they all put the instructions where you can easily find them. In the platform's help files, look for these instructions on how to download your data. The process goes something like this. You log into your account and you find the page where you can request your data. Some platforms require you to do this on your PC or Mac, rather than on your phone. And you might have an option to choose which data you want to download. Do you want to see just what you've posted, or your profile information, or the accounts you like and follow? If you're not sure, just choose everything. When you click the button to get your data, the platform will usually tell you it will take a little time to put all that together for you, like a few hours and sometimes a few days if there's a lot of data. And that when the download is ready, they'll send an email to the email address on file for your account. A while later, you get an email saying, "Your download is ready. Here is the link. Go ahead and get your data." So you sign into your account again on your PC or Mac, and you click the link to download the data onto your own computer. The data usually comes as a huge zip file or some other compressed file. And then you can unzip the file and look at your data. That's it. Now you have access to all the data that social media platform has stored about you. Once you have the data, the process of actually seeing what's there can be a little tricky. Some social media platforms give you the data in an easy-to-read format, while others don't. Some include everything going back as long as you've had the account, while others only store the data for a certain amount of time, like, say, 7 years or 5 years. In any case, they'll be giving you everything they have. Or they should be giving you everything they have, anyway. So theoretically, if it's not in the download, it's not saved on their server. And this seems to be actually true for the social media platforms I've tried. If you delete a Facebook post, for example, Facebook says that they'll save it in the trash file for 30 days and then delete it forever. And when I downloaded my Facebook data, my deleted posts weren't in there. And I have no reason to believe that Facebook kept them. I mean, why would they? Data takes up space, and there's not a lot of reason for them to be interested in a post I made about, you know, a yard sale I held 5 years ago, or when my cat got lost and I eventually found it. Now, when you finally do look at this data, it can be a little alarming. There will be things in there like old relationship statuses and tweets that you wish you never sent, and long forgotten photos too. One of the best things about looking through your data is that if you find something that you really don't want to be stored on that server, you can go into the social media app and delete it. Hooray! And given the fact that it's not unusual for, say, potential employers to look through your social media, deleting those embarrassing posts from many years back is probably a good idea. So go ahead and grab that data, have a look at it, and see if there's anything that should be gone. And in the next episode, we'll talk about data mining, how social media apps gather up lots of information about you that you didn't even know anybody wanted. But that'll be next time. This is Michelle Bousquet from How Hacks Happen. We're going to keep you safe. Thank you so much for coming on this little adventure with me. In between making episodes of How Hacks Happen, I wrote a book called The Art and Math of Cryptography. If you're a mathy-ish person who wants to learn more about how cryptography works under the hood, I think you'll like this book. It also makes a great gift for that friend of yours who's obsessed with cybersecurity. You can find The Art and Math of Cryptography at Amazon.com in Kindle, paperback, and hardcover formats.